You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We're going to run some clock, or maybe throw the dagger. Hurts going deep, fire off, Devontae Smith! He has got it! Touchdown!
So I can't control what these people think, but if it takes all the hate and all the scrutiny and all the different opinions for me to be a world champion, then keep it coming.
There you have it. Jalen Hurts afterwards saying, all right, if you want the hate fuels, then let's keep on hating. Was that the play for you? Where you were like, all right, because I kept trying to talk myself into like, I don't know, you know, you never know with Mahomes.
Right.
And then that was the one where they just daggered him.
I thought
50-yard touchdown.
Obviously that was, but I thought the when they got the ball before half, because I was like, they got the ball.
Yeah, the AJ Brown touchdown.
A minute and 30, and then they get the ball coming out of the half.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so they might be able to get it going, and he's like, nah.
Yeah.
It just wasn't their day.
It wasn't.
And, you know, because of what the Eagles did up front. I mean, that game was won on both lines of scrimmage, more defensive line than offensive line. Because think about Jalen Hurts was clean all day. They rarely got any pressure on him. And I think the biggest thing with him is when it wasn't there, he was gone.
Yeah.
When it wasn't
guy
there,
ran the ball great.
When it wasn't there, he was gone. Let the leading rusher in the football game. And I thought, you know, when he was able to get what he wanted, especially, you know, when the Chiefs had to go man-to-man, and he just like – and all they were running were nine routes. They didn't do anything special or anything like that. They just ran straight, and Jalen's one of the best deep ball throwers on the sideline, everything like that. That pass to Devontae Smith was just money.
It's a perfect throw.
Perfect throw. And for that young man, you know, when you talk about the scrutiny, and because people look at it, you know, the league is, you know, the quarterbacks is, you know, it's Patrick, it's Lamar, it's Joe, it's Josh. You got to put him in that conversation. Now, is he is like football-y skilled as all them? Probably not. But this man got something that three of those dudes don't have.
Yeah.
You know, he got a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he beat that guy.
And he beat that guy.
Because the whole thing with Joe Burrow was we gave him all the credit because he beat him in Arrowhead and went to the Super Bowl. And if Aaron Donald doesn't save the day for the Rams, he wins that Super Bowl because Jamar Chase just ran right past Jalen Ramsey. And that's a touchdown. Cincinnati wins the Super Bowl. But this kid won, and he beat him. He outplayed him in both Super Bowls.
He did, both times.
Both times. Even I know the Chiefs won that last one, but Jalen Hurts outplayed Patrick Mahomes in two Super Bowls. And obviously this time he was able to get the win.
Yeah, this time the defense left no doubt.
Yes.
Last time Mahomes was able to – they were able to score points as well. And Hurts had that unfortunate fumble that they scooped and scored on in the last Super Bowl. There wasn't any of that stuff. So, yeah, man, congratulations to Jalen Hurts, the Philadelphia Eagles. They are Super Bowl champions. He is the MVP. He's got all the trophies that everybody wants.
Yep.
The other thing about him – that I think we just kind of like, we sometimes forget is possible with guys that are highly paid quarterbacks in the NFL. He's continued to get better.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
He's gotten better year over year in his career, where like it wasn't that long ago where we were talking about him, like they're good and they could run the ball, but he was kind of a one read guy. If it wasn't there, he would pull it down and try to go. He's gotten so much better as a processor, at that level.
Right.
Like, while in the NFL, he's improved significantly in terms of being quarterback in the NFL. We all For some reason, we're just kind of like, all right, this guy's this and that's that.
Right.
It's like, no, like you can continue to improve.
And he has.
And he's worked at
yes.
it. And he's gotten much better, which is why what he did yesterday was possible.
Yeah, I mean, you can just tell the hard work and dedication because he wasn't a polished passer when he came to the league.
He wasn't. Like, that's not hate. That's just honest analysis.
Yeah. You know, and he doesn't fit everything that everybody else does, but he fits what the Eagles want to do. And the one thing about him, he's a winner and he's a freaking leader.
Yep.
You know what I mean? This dude is a freaking leader of men, and he's a well-respected in that locker room. He says what's on his mind without saying what's on his mind. You know what I mean? He don't give you too much, and he doesn't fall into, well, A.J. Brown's mad. Okay, well.
Okay.
Okay. I understand that.
He'll probably be all right.
He'll probably be okay.
Yeah, you know, we're going to work through it.
We're going to work through it. We're going to try to get him the ball and everything like that. And then, you
know. It's amazing that whatever it was that happened last year. No one knows.
No.
Like, only in the locker room.
Because
which is really impressive.
It was a collapse.
Yeah.
It was a damn collapse last year. Something happened. I mean, just for them to stick with it and be able to, you know, get through all the distractions with the head coach. Is he going to be fired and all those different things? Like, they don't have – they don't have no other issues that no other team has. You know, all teams have something that goes on throughout the season. You get tired of being around each other.
Right.
Something always happens. But for them to be able to stick with it this year, and I'll say it again, they were the better team, and they're bigger than Kansas City. Like, I don't know what the age discrepancy is, but, like,
they're younger.
Philly looked younger, more athletic,
yeah,
faster, everything last night.
Yeah.
Now they are a problem because they're going to all come back for the most part.
That defense is all relatively young.
Yeah, for the most part, all of them. Now, Bond's going out. He probably going to get cash out this offseason as far because he's a free agent. They got him as a one-year deal. Yeah, it was a one-year deal.
Wow.
So he's probably going to cash out. But, damn, you got N'Kobe coming back.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so, I mean, knowing him, he'll draft a starter in the second round to play linebacker.
Some guy we haven't heard
of. Or Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Or somebody.
Or maybe it's some guy we have heard of because he's a middle linebacker for Georgia. Yeah. And then he falls to the third round because everyone's like, I don't know.
Like go get Smile Monday or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, or somebody
and
like that.
And they just
that.
Turns into
They just turn into a damn all-pro linebacker position.
I know it's a well-talked-about storyline here because we're here and all that kind of stuff, but, like, it is pretty crazy that all those guys were on those Georgia teams
mm-hmm.
and they won all those games
mm-hmm.
and the defense was so ridiculous
mm-hmm.
and multiple national championships and all that stuff. And then the Eagles are just like, well, let's just draft all those guys. Like,
why not?
It was working there.
They're available.
And then, like, there were – and I don't know. Everyone wants to poo-poo all kinds of different stuff. They're like, I don't know. It seems kind of like a ridiculous strategy. Here we are.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Defense is great.
Yeah.
All those guys are incredible. It was like it was too simple to work.
Yeah.
And it did.
And it worked.
It worked.
It worked.
It was like, no way that could work.
There's no way.
You got to be more creative
There's
than
no
that.
Way that possibly the best player in this draft is going to fall to us at nine.
Nah, we just want all the Georgia guys.
Yeah.
Those guys are all super good.
Oh, there's a guy that was on that team who all of them respected as a leader. Now, we know his stats don't jump off the table, but he's a damn good outside linebacker. A little undersized.
And he was hurt.
And he was hurt and everything.
We get value on him.
He's 32. Let's go and take him.
I know.
Let's go and take him.
I mean,
that's why we were talking earlier. Like, the way they draft and develop. And then, like, a lot of those players are Eagles. You know, a lot of those guys are homegrown. Now, you went out and you went to France. You went out and got a number one receiver, A.J. Brown.
Right.
You went and got certain guys at certain positions. But for the most part, most of those dudes were Eagles.
I was thinking about that this morning. I was like, obviously, the draft is the thing that gets most celebrated, rightfully so. I mean, they've just absolutely owned the draft the last however many years in order to build this team. But when they do spend money or make a trade, they get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Like they struck while the iron was hot with A.J. Brown because the Titans were out of their minds.
Yes.
So they went there and got him. Saquon was available,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, I think we should get him. Like,
let's make
it work. Like, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
If he stays healthy, and what do you know? Stay healthy, ran for 2,000 yards. Like, and then Bond is just whoever – what's the job title of the guy who, like, scouts other pros?
Pro personnel,
director of pro personnel, scout, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That guy,
mm-hmm.
just for Bond,
yes.
give him a race.
Yeah,
like that's insane
yeah.
that he was able to.
And
go
now
get
you
that
look at it from a standpoint where they're going to lose Kellen, and that was another thing
because
usually whenever those type of situations come down, the other team, the coach who's leaving this team, usually like doesn't play well.
Yeah, it does happen.
It does happen a lot, but I mean, he is in a situation where he's going to be the head coach from what you hear. He's going to be the head coach down there, and now they got to replace him and find another offensive coordinator. And so, I mean, that's going to be. They said Jalen Hurts has had back-to-back offensive coordinators since high school. Yeah, since high school, this dude has not had back-to-back offensive coordinator.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable that he has not had that thing. So, and it's going to be this year. They're the Eagles. They'll find somebody. Jeff Lurie, Lurie's going to find him. Not Sirianni. The GM is going to find him another offensive coordinator. But they're going to still run the same system.
Yeah.
They're not changing. They're not going to change what they do. Why would you?
Why would you?
I mean, because the thing about it, you won a Super Bowl, but you're always in contention.
All right, let's get to a couple of other headlines here, and then we'll get back into some other Super Bowl stuff in about 10 minutes. The Hawks. 2-0 over the weekend.
There we go.
Nice win over Milwaukee on Friday night.
Nice comeback.
And they got this. The Wizards are terrible.
They're awful.
I'm not trying to take anything away. That's them. But like, good. The Hawks went out there and got it, and Trey looked good.
Trey
bounces it to Holmes. Holmes threw it right to George Niang. George up ahead to Veet. Veet Krejci out to Trey Young. Trey dribbling right. Trey drives. Trey under the basket. A little reverse is good. Trey Young's got 35 points. 123 to 111.
35 and 14. On Saturday night, they beat the hell out of the Wizards, 125-111. They were down early in that game, and they came back and won it. Made like every three they took in the third quarter. And then Trey is announced as an All-Star this morning.
Okay, good for him. Good for him. Good for the Hawks and everything to have an All-Star. Is that back-to-back years he's been an injury replacement?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean,
so he's the first guy they call
when
the 12 guys they pick aren't all healthy.
Yeah, and so good for Trey. Good for, was hoping that it would be the other way. But, he's an all-star for the fourth time.
Yep, right?
Fourth time. And so, I mean, all right. I mean, I think you could sit up there and say, well, be petty now, I don't want to go. But he's not going to do that.
That would be the wrong thing.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to, I don't want to say, no, definitely not that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Phrase, but sometimes you just gotta, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, go be an all-star.
Go be an all-star.
He should have been an all-star anyway. He wasn't. It is what it is. You got put on by the commissioner's selection because it was a Giannis.
Yes, Giannis. Giannis he's gonna be out for a while.
And so now he's an all-star.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, good for him. Good for him. Like, it's good for him. Good for the Hawks. And again, they've been winning. They've been winning over the weekend. We said 9 out of 10. No, we're not going to say 9 out of 10. We're going to say 2 out of 3.
3 out of 4 now?
3 out of 4, yeah. They won 3 out of 4. Not so-and-so of that.
Yeah, George Niang in the starting lineup? Come on.
Who knew?
4 threes?
Who knew?
I did.
Who knew?
I did.
Yeah, right.
I told you guys on Friday. I said he can shoot. It's like you got him and he can shoot.
You did say he can shoot, but you just – okay, never mind. He's a starting –
no, he said that he would –
he did.
George Niang was going to be – making it was a takeaway of mine.
You trying to discredit my
I would never do that.
My takes here?
I would never do that.
I called this. They should hire me.
Something about somebody's fantasies or something like that.
Yeah, that's George Yang's going to make you happy at some point. I didn't know it was going to happen Saturday night, but it did. Caris LeVert off the bench? Come on. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.